This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. My dearest siblings, grace and peace to you from God, our holy Creator, in whom we live and move and have our being. Amen. I want to talk about a little phenomenon today that I imagine many of you are unaware of. There is a hip-hop artist named Kanye West. By a show of hands, who's heard of Kanye West? Okay, that's a fair amount of you. I'm the one who is surprised today. Kanye West can fairly be described as one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time. When you look at records of albums that he has sold, he's going to be right at the top when it's all said and done. And his ability to produce music is astounding. The man has a gift. He's not the most humble of people. He would probably tell you he's a genius. He's said it before. I think recently he said he was God's gift to the world. Kanye West is... Well, fairly speaking, probably a megalomaniac. He's had a life of glamour and breaking records and really being at the top of his game. And honestly, no one can question that. He's a person who has garnered the spotlight for most of his career. One time during one of the music awards, I think it was the VMAs, Taylor Swift won for Best Artist of the Year. And while she was accepting her award and preparing to make her speech, Kanye West jumped on the stage, grabbed the microphone from her hands, and told everybody that Beyonce should have won that award and not her. So he's not a gentle person by any means. But right now, Kanye West is making these incredible headlines within the Christian world because he just dropped an album called Jesus is King. And he has dropped this album in parallel with this new proclamation that he is a born-again Christian, that he is letting go of his old lifestyle, and everything that he does is going to be in terms of this new found faith that he has. And there are people within the Christian world that are absolutely lauding this. There are some Christian leaders who are saying this is just as significant as the conversion of Paul. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this because I don't think most of you have followed Kanye's career or honestly care about this at all. But more to highlight that this is a symptom of something greater within our society. That Kanye West could only have done this if the situation was just right, which it is. See, today is Christ the King Sunday. I don't know how many of you are aware of that. It's not something we do a lot of celebration around. We don't have feasts over it or presents or anything like that. We don't do anything incredible during the service. So it might be a Sunday that just kind of passes from thought, but it's a Sunday that we have every year. It's always the last Sunday of the church calendar as well. Next Sunday, the church calendar starts over. So next Sunday, it's totally fine to say Happy New Year. You can do that. But Christ the King Sunday is a Sunday that we celebrate every single Sunday. It started in 1924 when Pope Pius IX thought that the world was growing too secular, and so he declared Christ the King Sunday because he wanted all the seculars and the atheists out there to know that Jesus is King of creation and the entire universe, just in case they had forgotten. And for some reason, all of the Protestants, Lutherans included, decided to follow the Catholics on this one. And we have Christ the King Sunday too. So the celebration that we have every single year is actually entrenched within this very powerful ecclesiastic authority trying to dominate other people and bash them over the head with God, which has just worked really, really well throughout the millennia, right? No, not at all. And so, what does that mean? Christ is King. What does that mean? Jesus is King, the name of this Kanye West album. Is it to say that Jesus is King? Is it to say that Jesus is Lord, or Jesus is sovereign, or all-powerful? In your minds right now, do you think Jesus is King? This idea of Christ's kingship, Christ's sovereignty, Christ's monarchy, it's rife through our liturgy, it's rife within our hymnals, it's prevalent within our faith. Is that something you would agree with, to say that yes, Jesus is King? I do believe that. Jesus is King of the universe. What does it mean to say that? Is it just simply for us to tell other people that Jesus is better than any alternative they can come up with? You see, we as Christians, we have these labels about God, about Jesus, about Christianity. These labels that we have been raised with, that we know very well, that we can use when the time calls upon it. These labels that will let anyone know within earshot that, yes, I am a Christian, and I believe in the all-powerful King. Think about that for a second. Do you believe any of that? Is your allegiance to Jesus? Do you think Jesus is all-powerful? Do you think Jesus could defeat anything? You see, we can call Christ the King today, and nobody will bat an eye. Kanye West can drop an album called Jesus is King and sell millions of them and make for himself millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. That's all possible within the world that we live in today. Only in antiquity, 2,000 years ago, to call Jesus King was to risk death. To call Jesus King was an open act of rebellion against the Roman Empire. To call Jesus King is to say that Caesar Augustus was not king, or Herod Antipas was not king. To declare Jesus as king 2,000 years ago carried tremendous risk and a lot more implications. People knew what it meant 2,000 years ago to utter those words, to make that declaration, to actually believe it. Which is why I asked all of you, what do you think? Is that something you want to say for yourself? Is that a declaration you want to make, or is that an allegiance you want to commit to? 2,000 years ago, for people to say that Jesus was King was to declare allegiance to somebody, absolutely, as it would be in any other time that we actually had kings and queens. But it was about the person that they were declaring allegiance to. Someone who was the complete opposite of the Roman Emperor and Rome itself. It was to declare allegiance not to wealth and power, but to a person who was poor. Not to a person who had servants who would do their bidding at any moment, but to someone who committed their life to serving others. Not to a person who would create control by going out into the world and dominating and subjugating, but who just simply loved radically and unconditionally. Not a person who went out there and defeated the opposition through fear and death, but willingly walked to his own death and declared forgiveness for all of the people who did it to him. Now, truth is, as I'm saying this, this is probably not stuff that you disagree with. It's easy for us to know about the person of Jesus and say, yes, I love that about Jesus. But the other problem within our society today is that we often treat Jesus as though we are declaring allegiance to a single person, to say, yes, I like that guy and I agree with him, and then stop short of it. But 2,000 years ago, to declare Jesus as king was not to just declare allegiance to him as a person and to the characteristics that he had, but also to declare allegiance to this radical way of life that he calls us to. A life of peace and compassion and justice. A life of giving up the hold that material wealth has on us for the sake of love and experience. A way of life that was everything the empire was not and could never be with all of the power that it had. And I think this way of life is the part that we struggle with. We might be willing to commit our own individual lives to peace and compassion and justice, but are we willing to risk trying to build a society and a world under those same premises? Because if we're not, you probably cannot call Jesus king. And we probably should stop celebrating this Sunday. See, this is one of those Christian holidays that I actually like, that I'm glad we're still doing. I know I shared my struggle with Reformation Sunday last October. I don't have any struggle with Christ the King Sunday. I'm really happy we do it. And we need to keep doing it. The crazy part is that it never came from this act of justice or peace or this radically inclusive way of love that Jesus calls us to. Christ the King Sunday came from an act of trying to subjugate and dominate people. And I think it's time for us to take it and turn it into something new. We need to celebrate Christ the King Sunday because we've forgotten how important and how risky it is to call Christ a king in the first place. As I said, our society has become so accustomed at using language about our faith, about calling Jesus king or Lord or King of Kings or Lord of Lords, or listening to albums that people drop, saying the right words out in public. We've grown accustomed to this, and because we've grown so accustomed to it, we've turned Jesus into an object of worship. And we've ignored this call to a way of life. Now, here's an interesting tidbit for all of you. It's a lot easier to worship Jesus than it is to follow Jesus. It's a lot easier to use the right language. It's a lot easier to show up on Sunday and sing the hymns and receive absolution and do communion and say the affirmation and then go on with the rest of your life and feel like you ticked that box for the week. It's so easy that we have a country that is the wealthiest and most powerful country in the world, where 70% of its population says that they believe in this King Jesus. Yet we're destroying our planet. The income inequality in this country is the worst it's been in 50 years. Homelessness across this state is growing exponentially, and people are suffering. Not once in the Gospels, not once in the Bible, does Jesus ever say to worship him. Not once. Countless times, Jesus does say to follow him. It is time for us to reclaim Jesus as King. And it is time for us to understand what that means. As I was preparing the sermon, I was thinking, I can talk about this. I can talk about this radical King Jesus. I can talk about this guy who was there for the marginalized and oppressed. But I'm going to come and I'm going to talk about it with a people who, for the most part, aren't marginalized and oppressed. And so what could this good news be for all of you? How can this resonate in your hearts, this Jesus as King? And here is a part of it. If we are going to declare Jesus as King, all-powerful, all-sovereign, then we have to understand we are still talking about this poor Palestinian Jewish guy who hung at the cross at the hands of the most powerful empire the world had ever seen, and that means something. That means that the all-powerful God, the creator of the entire universe, the cosmos, it means that this divine being inhabits broken things. It means that no matter what is going on in your life, no matter how broken you might feel, that the divine inhabits you. In a world where we are constantly trying to move up, to seek the upper echelons of the powerful and the wealthy, that this all-powerful God isn't starting up there, but right down here with all of the broken things in the world. That is where God begins. You don't have to move to it, because it already exists inside each and every one of you. You don't have to earn it the way we try to earn things up at the top. Because this all-powerful God has come down here to us. That is the incredible good news of saying that Jesus is King. And that's the easy part. Because then it moves on from there, folks. If we're honestly going to say that Jesus is King, then we need to admit that wealth and possessions and money and titles, they don't create real power. And that's not a power for any of us to seek. Real power lies in the act of compassion, an act that anybody can participate in. Real power is in beauty and in love and in this deep relationship that those things create for the present moment that we get to experience in the laughter of a child, in the comforting of a friend, in a sunset that will never look like any other sunset we might see again. If we're going to say that Jesus is King, if we're going to actually believe that, that means that followers of Jesus need to be present out there in any way that we can to call out a world where the powerful dominate the powerless. If we're going to say that Jesus is King, it should be unacceptable to us that any society anywhere will allow the powerful to dominate the powerless. Because in God's kingdom, everyone is invited to the table. But the least are invited first. And if we're going to say that Jesus is King, if we're going to say that we are subjects of this kingdom, if we are truly going to believe that, and I ask you if you do, that means that we have a responsibility to go out into that world and to bring this kingdom about. We don't get to just stop short of our own personal allegiance. We don't get to just say, yes, I believe that Jesus is King. Yes, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Yes, I believe that God exists in this world, and stop right there. You don't get to do that. That's selfish. You get to start at that place, but you always have to move out from there. As subjects of this empire, this divine empire of God, we are called to be the ones to go out there and bring this kingdom about. A kingdom of peace, a kingdom of justice, of kindness, of compassion, where the people who are the most marginalized and oppressed are taken care of. Where people are loved as they are and not for what they achieve. So again, I said I think we need to celebrate Christ the King Sunday every year. The question is, are you still willing to say that Christ is King? Amen. Please stand.